members of the fees can start to deal with that. I was told that the process of verifying the qualification is also very close to finish for the SABC, also requested that they must be at a certain time. And it's way that. So if you do have that is fine. I got formally a letter from the SABC chairperson, which is informing the committee about the amicable separation between the SABC and the committee. If members, they don't have the copy, I will give to them. I'll speculate to them. I've been saying, I'm not going to talk about this matter until it's formally submitted before the committee. I have the letter now from the chairperson. So we'll make copies for members so that they can have that particular letter, which is self-explanatory in terms of the issues relating to the CEO and so on. Otherwise, we are on the first action. I continue the meeting for the 28th. I hope members will go through the meeting. We didn't adopt the meeting last week because there were no details around what type of amendments were done on the meeting. On page 2 of the meeting, any comments? Yes, sir, please, General. Page 3. Page 4. That we don't need general. Let's go to the 4th of February, 2040. Honorable.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. The minute really reflects the decision that we took, and it is much appreciated.
Thank you very much. I said that's why Parliament appointed them. The two committees and parties, the content advisor, the advisor, the committee assistant, because they knew very well, they know what to do, so sometimes they decide to forget. So on the 4th of February 2014, page 2, Honorable C.
Okay, well, I'm not agreeing with the sentiment, but I think it was a spelling mistake on the SABC list of attendees at last week's meeting. Mr. Mosselin, the acting chief operating officer, not the 18. If I think it might be, I mean, I guess it's appropriate, but I think it's inaccurate.
I've got it. Actually, I know anything which got to do with the agency or you want it. Actually, what I was saying.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm referring to item 3.1 and 3.3, whatever it is. The decision there on 3.1 to remove those items, the specific items, was taken as a result of me asking if we could add what is shown under 3.3, the items, so that the minister could indicate what they were doing to mitigate and also do something so that future strikes will not have the impact that it has. Your response was that we remove the items as indicated under 3.1, 1 and 2, so that the minister will not be contained to just report on those two items. Now, that is not very clearly captured in the minutes, that you can then ask the minister anything, just about anything, and not just those two points.
And no other member will be taking good response. Can you try again with the simple English?
Yeah, the simple English chair was, as it is shown in 3.1, it was meant that the minister would be confined to those two items. At that point, I then also suggested that we add a third item. Your response to my suggestion, which is kept under 3.3, was that we remove those items from the agenda there. We could basically leave it open to the members to ask the minister to report on progress on just about anything.
You're talking about 3.1. And what is written there is that the item, when the limits are come, will be progress report by the unit of communication on the commitment made to the committee in 2013. Remember, I said I went to this presentation, and this presentation covered almost everything. So we didn't have to itemize that. But what it's saying there is saying that for the item of communication, reporting the progress report of a commitment made in 2013, replace the item as the item two. So you won't have the item two, but you are only going to have the progress report in terms of commitment as the only item. And in that item, then you have the analysis. So, what, Honorable Tom, do you remember that?
No, the editor for the opposition was saying the same thing that was said, because you need to write that a member is also will not submit to the members of the country indicating that the progress report that we will use for the secondary won't cover the issue, not just to have anything from nowhere, but to be more to maybe the minister of finance so that he's aware of the position that is in the
office.
Thank you. So the question was about 2.1 and the comment that was made on the three points that appear on these minutes. And I think you have explained. And I don't think you are, I hope you are not rearranging these minutes now. I think what you have said is responded to what the member of said about. Because I don't know what he might have read this English otherwise, and I don't use it actually on these. But your explanation gives answers, and I think you should go for it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
See, I think my recollection is that we discussed a different day. And I would like to propose at the bottom, because I don't read that paragraph to be under 2.2. I actually read it to be a separate paragraph at the end, because the last line is on a motion on a student. Now, that sentence was really critical. The same proposal that the ministry should also be clear of it. Should also give a report on litigation of consumer strike in the road chapters. And my reflection is that you then concerned that we will be able to post other business as well. And therefore, I would like to suggest that we just lift the sentence, really, to say the same person concerned that members would be able to post questions relating to other members of the communication system. If we do that, then surely the minister is experienced and brave enough to know how to respond to other questions, and there was no indication in the last meeting that we should submit questions so that we can say, thank you. He's a very able politician. He comes to local government for over many years, various issues, and I'm sure he can think on his feet and how to respond to this question.
No, thank you for the minister. Member, that's the proposal. But I don't understand the proposal exactly what it's all about. Because you see, when I was telling to Honorable saying, you can't put the items of cross-office as the same items. Is that because all the progress reports, when the minister was saying, it has cross-office and so on. So when the minister comes and gives a progress report, about the issues in both office, Honorable Stein will be able to pose questions. Because that is in relation to both office, Honorable Stein was asking specifically the proposal. So then we say no. When the minister brings the progress report, when it has post office, you can pose the question in relation to that and so on. Because you see, if you say any and any question, I don't know what does that mean, any and any question, anyway. I never saw any member to ask any question at any point. So it's good to make sure that you didn't let him out. What are your comments?
Yes, the proposal that, or maybe a short explanation, that was given by Okay, by honorable Zuma. I thought it was reasonable. To be honest, just to say that the minister in public can ask, you can ask and ask for a seat. I think let's do things that are humanly possible for all of us, because the truth is we are all in peace. And if, for example, you want a specific thing out of post office, the minister might need to ask the director in charge of the post office. So it always helps to submit several things, fine, but very important question that might be an insight of the particular area. It also has to submit. I mean, the point is, to be honest, is not to catch the minister, it is to just answer that help us go forward. You make an exam where the examiner to check you up and say you. He's there to surprise you. But where the purpose is just to test, I mean, to check out things, I think it can help to submit those questions. So that if the minister doesn't have a ready answer, he can send us the answer. We always want people to have time to prepare.
No, thanks very much, Madam. I hope what members are talking about now are here today. But I need a consensus. The proposal is that can members forward the issues, which is what the minister will respond to, if they think that those issues are not the problem of the report. That's what Honorable Soma and Honorable Tekana are talking about. But if there are those issues, but everybody was concerned, that program report was covering almost everything within the extra issues around that itself. But probably members, they think that it was an extraordinary issue. Maybe they can forward those issues so that the minister can be prepared for those matters. One of the things,
Chairman, just in terms of the correction of this minister we're currently looking at, I want to propose that that sentence, referring to me under 3.3, be moved to 3.1. So that's where it was raised, and as a result of that, we took the decision to remove those items under, so that it's not complying to those items. So that could just be moved to 3.1, and be raised together with that.
Sorry. Thank you. Page 4. 5. On the same.
Just on page 4, that paragraph above 5.1, the first sentence or the first part of it doesn't make sense. It just says, Ms. Utrin, Ecosta's cultural realignment as follows. There's something missing in the sentence. Page 4, the paragraph immediately above 5.1. Or the last paragraph of item 5.
Another thing?
Is it proposal that we show she produced or she presented?
Other? Thank you. It's not the proposal that was necessary. Page 5.
There is just a similar comment on the paragraph immediately above 6.1. I should just be tidying up a bit. The second sentence reads as follows. The SMC will now be able to properly realign its structure to that it delivers on the strategy.
The second sentence on the last paragraph are like this. on page 5, the SIPC will now be able to properly analyze the structure to ensure that data that. Honorable Chair, may I go down?
The Chairperson of the Committee for following up on the skills matter with interest. I'm not quite sure what the interest is, and I don't really recall us congratulating them. I think we noticed their progress with the skills audit, but I don't think we congratulated them. And I don't know some of the good things. It sounds like it's an outstanding gig or something.
Is that what you need to show them?
Can you tell us if everyone can try to do on that particular day where to stay? We congratulate you. Oh. Tell us if we say, because we got you a congratulations to come.
No. Remember, look, we had a lot of issues and we had to decide on our program for the remaining time. All I was saying there was congratulating yourself as a coach. Because the skills audit report of SAEC has also revealed some of the key challenges of the SAEC. So I'm congratulating you members to be persistent about the net, not to let it go and prioritize other issues on the program. Is that so far? Another thing?
We didn't follow up on them. We actually initiated. Chairperson, yeah, I would say commended the committee for initiating the request for the FAVG to do a skills audit.
Member?
I know, you know, this came in from us now, trying to show how we know things. But I think we've got three people who are saying this is what happened. It's Ndabi, myself, and I think Chairperson, you must have looked over this case.
No, no, it's fine, member. We might have initiated it, but we see that we have been following up with finality. Don't have to put everything. But we know what we need. What I was saying in closing, I'm on taxi.
I'm on page 5, sir. The first issue, not the one that's been under discussion about the congratulations committee. Under 6.1, we talk about innovation and recommendations, and what I acknowledge that we can't get to anything. I think it's important that if there's any other paragraph, that the committee noted with concern the findings in the report regarding the competency, or regarding the competency of the executive and senior management. It was something that we discussed at large with the SADC, and I think all of us expressed concern about whether the current executive and board would be able to turn the SADC around. So I'm not saying that we put all of that in, but I'm used to things at the air that we noted with concern that particular finding by in the report.
And I go to the
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I think if all of us really have a wish that whatever we said to the committee should be incorporated here, this list can be limited. If all of us, the answer should be no comments in order. And what I'm going to say is very good. I thought in my mind that we are second paragraph from the bottom, which is from 6.1, the last paragraph, that it also captures that. Because when we look at API also, we appreciate that the findings from the contact center of doing the exercise and pick up those things before we need in any event. So for me, then, what you say is two things. It would be a problem for some of us, especially if they are taking shape. I think now we're just playing in the same time. So I feel that let's be very little grown up and deal with the issues that there are and stop politicking and move so that we can deal with the work that we're supposed to do.
Honorable Goldsworth.
That was the particular item discussed at length, and it's not politically, it's in itself. I chose my remark by saying you can't check everything that was said, but that is, in terms of senior management and the executive, is very important. You can't act like it doesn't exist and that is not said. All I'm saying is that we know that the committee is still concerned about their findings. I'm not saying that we don't need them. We're talking about deliberations and recommendations, and yet we say nothing really. Thank you.
Okay.
Secretary, thank you. I don't know what this exciting has to be. I suspect that is the present of the minister. So the minister wants to come here with your head screwed. Yes. Eh? No, you understand what I mean. I'm concerned with the Honourable Nsoma, what she has said. And I think really, I don't know. Because if we wanted to summarize this the way Honourable Nsoma said, we could have, should have done that if we had been checked by the speaker. Now that nobody was summarizing it in the way that the content that he did. Now it seems you are reformulating the meaning. And this I said, we must be careful of what we must do that here. So, Chairperson, I really say, just collect the meeting and we'll go forward.
You can say, member. Firstly, for the committee to request the people within the LSDG because we're concerned about the way it's working in the FDC, and it will not understand what the speed looks like within the FDC. Then because of that concern, we then requested this report. Now, we can't be concerned by the people. And that's because, you see, that was the original concern for the report. So, all what we can do to us at hand here is to accept and welcome the report. But the issue which we're dealing with was then to say we can't unfortunately see it through ourselves as this committee, then that report and everything of this program of action will then pass to the new committee after the election as part of our legislative reform. But we can't see it through ourselves because remember it's a lot of things. But it should form part of our legislative reform so that the committee which will come after the election, then I able to continue with the issue of the people and so on. So that's what we were trying to catch on the honorable
if we're not going to capture the entire deliberation that took place, then I would like to believe that we should also delete the first sentence and the other that paragraph. Because within the context of the deliberation of the school spirit, that was a question mark. So I would then like to argue, let's leave that section then also, otherwise we have a shorter reflection of what the deliberations in the committee were. And therefore, if we go then with a paragraph as it is contained, the chairperson said this is the legislative report, then I will go for it. You see, the committee section is preparing this last minute, but the committee must ultimately like decide if it is a true reflection. And I would like to argue then that gives us a sort of view of the deliberations in the committee. Jacob. So I'd like to move with that, and thereafter I'd like to suggest that we, with these amendments, we ask the committee section to re-amend the amended minutes for our deliberations this week. Thank you.
Member, the suggestions are suggestions for the work, but leave the reference on 6.1, and then you work that part for the evaluation.
Can I just say in further support of my earlier recommendation, if we look at the Basra report on page 4 under 5.1, deliberations, etc., and I think we need to be fair. We took time there to make reference to however the committee noted was concerned. We have two items. For the life of me, I cannot understand why, because that was a serious finding in the report, which the committee discussed and commented on in detail. And I cannot understand why we would not want to put that in our report as a concern. It almost as if some matters think if you don't put it down there, it doesn't exist. We want to wish it away. So I was purely asking that if you see this finding in the report, I'm not asking that you put all findings in there with me, but that's the indicator, like we did with the COSA, that we were particularly concerned about the finding. We couldn't pronounce that. Thank you.
Members, can we just go and rework the minutes to bring it back to the not in the declaration of Mr. C. To go and rework the minutes does not mean that you are going to put what Mr. C said. We are going to go back to the transcript and listen to that part and rework and offer us in a recommendation, not in what Mr. Stein is saying. I just want to make that clear. Agreed. Thank you. Thanks, member. But we have adopted the 28th of January, I suppose. But I don't have a certain word, move and second. Honorable or move, second, that far. Honourable Uswa, thank you very much. The Court of March will recruit them and will bring them back to you. You see, it works very nice. On the 28th of January, I have Chinese has been writing me on the 4th of March. It's something else. If I do the work, I will come back with the examination law. Members, we're supposed to be, we are 10 minutes late in dealing with our oversight report. The report is emanating from the committee work oversight which we conducted last year to deal with the cost to communicate all the decisions taken by the committee. That our understanding is that this issue of cost to communicate is not the matter of the Department of Communication and the Oversight, but the matter of South Africa. Because we have not treated the committee as the regulator and the operator process of engagement. If you prioritize the issue of how to communicate the internet between the regulator and the operator, whereas the matter will be attached to all South Africans. So we took that decision that we will go out of parliament and meet organizations, individuals, and everyone else there who's concerned about the cost of communication. Hence, we went through that and this is the report which we are presenting. For those probably within the other section or sectors that might forgive us, our role is not just limited between certain individuals or the responsibility of the committee to for the welfare of our government. Because when we are in that process, some of the operators have representatives, especially info went or insulted. They were asking us, why are we engaging in this process? Because the matter we are regulating. No. Cost to communicate is the matter of this nation. Entirely, because it does not affect the customer, it affects the customer. That's why we went through that process. So that must be clear. So that they understand what is our work and what we do, and not ask questions which doesn't matter anyway. But we proceed with a report, member. That's Corinthians 30, that I'm on page 1. I'm on page 2, 4, 3, because 1 is nothing. I feel that we see this is nothing at the beginning of page 1. Okay, page 4. I must say, it's a fight to be written before I can look at the project. page 5. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 98. I'd like one to have that 10 minutes of pages for your position, so that I can get for the 20, 21, 22. 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129, 130, 131, 132, 133, 134, 135, 136, 137, 138, 139, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144, 145, 146, 147, 148, 149, 150, 151,
seconded by Honourable Speak. Thank you very much, Member. That is the report about how we're supposed to communicate. So we appeal to all those who have not read to read so that they understand our action on the matter of post to communicate and comments. I'm not sure about the others. But members, it was also the attachment where the issues from various entities who presented sort of instructors and put up like in terms of what are the key issues we can move. So as attachment to the report. Do you have any problem members or issues for us to adopt that policy? The attachment which indicates which entity says what. And I must say that we have three political organizations making their presentations, the African National Congress, which is the National Party, what is the party for Madame Maguire? National Freedom Party, they made a presentation, UTM, they made a presentation, International Freedom Party made its presentation. So it was not just only, and so on. So it was quite important. Members, can we adopt the attachments also to be part of the report? Honourable Morozov?
Thank you, Chairperson. I got to the attachments.
And thank you, Honourable the comments. Thank you very much, members. We are done with our report, our point of reference when we talk about this matter, Minister. It's not something which we shouldn't dream about the talk about. We have spoken to South Africa. They make contribution to the system around this particular matter. Thank you very much. We are moving to our next item, which is the presentation by the department on the broader aspects and framework around the issue of policy committee. And forgive me, the honourable member, but you must throw me my attention to your manifesto if they do have the issue of cost to committee, so that I can also mention it. You have mentioned the ring charges. So if the other party, the board charge, they must throw me to make sure that they mention it in the committee meeting and so on. But I hope that the department for the next coming years or so, they will be able to take a matching order from the manager of the ruling party and radically reduce the cost. We are not taking some of us to work it now. We think that it is going better now, so that the other protection are forced to communicate. But we've got the department and the regulator who seems to be giving the national very close and people which are going to hold account in relation to this matter. You will see.
Have a good day.
Just before we proceed, I think that just to avoid a conflict of interest, I must put on record that I had a rather large 11,500 bill last month, so it's in my interest to see that you bring the cost down. So I'm declaring a conflict of interest.
How much was that?
11,500.
You know that? Is.
So I'm declaring my conflict of interest. And if you think that, that it is a conflict and I should be excused, then you give me guidance, please.
Chairperson, really seeking clarity on this. The item 3 on this agenda is written by the Department of Communication. And you are talking about student teaching, which is it exactly? What should be written in? So that we don't just use words just for the sake of me. You must give us direction of what is going to happen. Is it a briefing or a presentation?
It's a presentation by the department and the cover. And that's all. I see that there are two documents from the department, but I wanted to say before we start, probably we ask the department to explain the two documents. As far as I received a call later, around after 4, from the committee secretary, indicating that the department is recalling its first presentation, they are publishing another one. I then requested the committee secretary to say the unfortunate part is that by that time members might not go to that meeting house, but the least they can do is to email the second presentation and so on. But probably the department is there and explain the document before we start so that we know which one is which.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Good morning, and Honorable Chairperson and members. Good morning, Lisa. Honorable Chairperson, the presentation that you would be considering is the one with orange brown. The main change was actually the color layout so that it's easy to read. Just that editing for something that we would need.
Do you have the right documents? That one is the right one. The brown one. Okay. On a student?
The first one was 18 pages. And this one, the right one, I believe, is clear.
Oh, the first one was 18, the next one was 6. I hope that they put 6 out. Remember, do you have the right documents? The one which is up to 30 pages, not the original one to 80. Are we okay? Thank you. Did you?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Maybe before we can start the presentation, if I can be allowed that you introduce the team from the department. Maybe we can get a DG to the communication center.
And I'm Chairman of the DG as the Coordination Strategy. I'm Ifan Adam, Director of Impact Justice. Thank you.
I'm Alex McMillan, Director of Economic Analysis. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you, Linda. What do you know we would do? Who's going to do the question? What we thought we would do, Honourable Chairman and Members, before we spend on the program of action of the department, is maybe just take the members through the key policy and legislative requirements that are important in supporting this key program as outlined by the Honourable Chairperson, which is the cost to communicate. With regard to the key policy and legislation, I think the most important part that I would like us to reflect on is the mandate of the department, and maybe just to summarize it, which is to create a vibrant IT sector that ensures that all South Africans have access to affordable. This issue of affordable is also captured in the National Development Plan, and also as articulated by the chairperson, it's a key priority for government to ensure that we provide affordable services. So the mandate of the department is very clear that the key are deliverable is affordability and accessibility of ICT services. Now, just to summarize, going through the Electronic Communication Act Section 3, it clearly articulates the role of the Minister in relation to a number of issues that are contributing to or that serve as an input towards the cost to communicate. The first one being the issue of spectrum, which is a record that is predominantly which is coming, especially the issue of spectrum for high demand, which is a critical input towards cost to communicate. Secondly, being the universal system access. Thirdly, being the guideline for dissemination by the ICASA for license fees, including the incentives that may apply to individual licenses, whether applicant makes binding commitment to construct the electronic communication network. Then you will note, members, that the licenses are also a critical input towards the cost to communicate. Following that, on slide number 4, I'd like to continue with the policy and legislation. Critical is the mechanism to promote the participation of the SMEs in the ICT sector, and also including the control and direction of the role of the SOCs subject to, for example, the center and the broadband. Following on the policy and legislative, especially the one that really deals with the issue of competition, is that the ECA sets up a pro-competitive measure that the authority may impose in order to remedy the perceived market failures in the market or market segment. Over and above that, the authority can also declare licenses in the relevant market or market segment as applicable to have significant market power due to normal aggregate SMP. And also, as set out in the statute, in terms of the authority will undertake periodic review of the market and market segment, and those outcomes may also result in things for competitive measures being undertaken. Maybe just to follow up again on the slide number 6, is that in supporting this key program, that the Minister of Communication during, I think it was 2012, established a committee of 20 members, and we have the chairperson of the committee with us today to review all the policies with regard to the ICT sector. And this panel is tasked to recommend the best communication policy framework that contributes to the achievement of convergence and digitization of communication technologies in South Africa. As a continuation, key is that the new policy framework aims to create access to quality communication services, technologies, infrastructure and content at competitive and affordable prices. The policy review panel has just published a green paper for public comments to solicit English to enrich the process, and as a department, together with the Minister and the City Minister, we're undertaking a process of consultation from the beginning of March. Over and above that, just to support the review of the current legislation, is that we have already gone through the electronic communication amendment, and which was supported by the committee, and also the independent communication authority of South Africa amendment as well. And what we are also currently going through is the comprehensive ICT policy review. Maybe in conclusion, before I hand over to DDGP, is that over and above the key issues that are also contributing to the reduction of the cost to communication, which we amended in the electronic communication, has to do with the broad, can you move the slide? which deals with the economic empowerment and also refining the licensing issues to address implementation and bottlenecks. But lastly, on that slide is the improvement on the key rates for promotion of ICT in schools and health centers. The next slide deals with the program of aging that we are undertaking as a department.
Thank you, Pichi. Good morning, Honorable Chairperson, members. Just on the program of action of the department, the Honorable Minister convened a stakeholder workshop to look at the cost to communicate program. This was funded by interaction by the department with a number of key operators, both fixed and mobile. In the interaction with all these groups, we have identified key policy issues and key regulatory issues. Among these is the whole issue of spectrum allocation for broadband services, which is certainly a key priority. That in the country, we need a regulatory mechanism to collect data to support decision making. And these tools are already established in both government and CAS. On competition issues, there is an important issue of price and the price transparency framework, which was also discussed. Mobile termination rates is classified by ASA, including the internet termination rates. National roaming, which is a key issue for infrastructure sharing, which affects the high cost of telephony because of separation of interconnection fees as well as roaming fees. National roaming applies where the operator who carries the call does not have infrastructure in that particular area. And that means that operator must be carried by the other operator, and therefore there is a charge that is applicable there. We think this is a different area of concern that must be looked at going forward. The reduction of price drivers in infrastructure sharing, particularly the broadband policy that has been issued by the Minister of Health, the open access model, open non-discriminatory regime, and we think infrastructure sharing going forward will be key to reducing cost to communicate. It's not issues, Jefferson, as I already noted. The national spectrum policy, the minister has already convened a workshop to deal with this issue of national spectrum policy, and in future this is being attended to. CASA has dealt with the termination rate, and I think there will be more details about this. With regards to broadband value chain, which we expect the outcomes of the broadband value chain study to be concluded by April of this year, this study is important in that it's going to inform the country on the prices that are applicable on wholesale services for broadband. So, as such, it's going to give a definition on the broadband market itself, and specifically on the applicable tariffs that are in the broadband market. And we do hope that price benchmark will also inform decision making going forward. On slide 13, on the regulatory data, we make a point that despite general reductions in prices in nearly all communication services, it is evident that the prices have not reduced to the satisfactory levels. This also is informed by the fact that Sarasta, the ranking, continues to be poorly at international comparisons, both by HEU and the World Economic Forum. High prices in reference to the National Development Plan is also a major economic stumbling block to economic growth, innovation, and particularly job creation. We are also informed by the operators that they are suffering from regulatory fatigue due to the persistent regulatory activity and high regulatory transactions costs that have been blamed for poor response in providing information to both the departments and the regulator when they are required. This will also be applicable to the project commission study weighing the information required to make a decision.
So the strategy is only when information is needed, but to take the regulator to cause the use for the end.
That's why the Asia Pacific cost will take someone to just pay the money. So, the issue here is that the department has developed a portal which is shared and fully accessed by CAFA. And it's important that the CAFA is able to get the information that it requires so that it's able to make the right decisions. Now, regarding market competition, we reported to you that the department would work on a policy on transparency. In the consultation with all operators, they consulted that this is an important step. In fact, some of them have indicated that they began to transform their current structure so that they are able to respond to this. But the important issue here is that we hope to issue a policy directive to encourage us to enforce an industry code of conduct to regulate price transparency. In the discussions with the CAFA, the CAFA is very clear on what's expected of it with regards to this policy directive. Now, the CAFA has released the coal termination regulation chapter 7 in the course of February, I think it got the 4th. Further on, chapter 7, we also need to address the unregulated high cost of national roaming as I said earlier, because this roaming is in fact going to affect the market, particularly where you foresee a possibility of a robust competition. We think that if infrastructure sharing is the core concept that we are moving towards, if you even like there's no operator, it's going to be very difficult for them to survive. And there are IHU recommended models on how to deal with interconnection fees and roaming, which CAFA can consider. On infrastructure sharing, we also believe that the need for coordination within government to assist in the reduction of prices through the cost sharing arising from infrastructure sharing in particular. And this will also include the affordable network extensions, site and facility sharing, part of the infrastructure, the joint bills, which has been seen as a poor activity moving forward, and this was seen examples of this already happening. Spectrum pooling, spectrum sharing as a way of reducing costs. As I said, we conducted a broadband study in the course of 2012. This study has in fact confirmed that although prices may be as low as 100 cents or about 20,000, this variation makes us believe that the low levels of broadband penetration can be attributed to higher costs. So the cost per gigabyte varies from 10 grand to about 100 to 2,600 per month. Now, the coverage is also very minimal, and we're making a point that even though we may have headlines, the coverage still needs to be extended more widely, and this is chapter 7 is addressed more thoroughly in the broadband policy. In the following slide, chapter 7, we'll make a comparison about the on-net and off-net tariff. In here, we are comparing the cheapest tariff amongst the four mobile operators in this country from 2010 to 2014. What we are seeing from this slide, what we have on the right hand side, is the current rate that is charged. So, for example, we can see that on the on-net and the off-net in 2013, for example, Vodacom was able to reduce calls with the calls made within the Vodacom network itself. It's a very key issue for market dominance. So, when you look at the blue, that is going to about 2,000 per minute, it indicates that for all calls that are going outside of Vodafone's network to another network, that is the rate that the caller pays. And we can see that 8% is able to keep this tariff at minimum. So C, because of this 99 cents tariff which is flat across the board, it is able to keep its tariff on net off net at the same level. So what we are trying to illustrate here is that
remind us that what I call an MCN have kindled about 85% of the share. Now, with the behavior of on-net and off-net reduction, which they must have the new and the small operators to be able to share, but the consumers that are already held by the two big operators. This is a little bit problematic. This is the point we're trying to illustrate. But it doesn't show. For instance, you can see that there isn't a competition price offering between what are common and share. And in fact, you can see that the different colors are very close. So that, of course, for the most expensive, it is comparatively competitive, because it is like business practices. But still, you can see that throughout the 3 year period, ASAP is able to offer very reduced rates, and we hope this helps them to survive. On fact, 19% around mobile and data tariffs. We make an observation that there seems to be a relatively high tariff rate charged by the two big operators, whose tariffs range between 120 per minute to around 39 per minute. And if the tariffs to operators, like I said, they have the dominance in the market, or they may just a significant market power. And therefore, we suggest that these operators with S&P are not doing much to contribute to reduction of costs, communicate by offering cheaper tariffs because of the on-net and off-net. We also suggest that we presented to you, we made an indication that one way of dealing with this, it might come with a flat rate, and the on-net off-net is that way that we are raising. Now, we are also discussing around the data market, because we must also indicate that the data market is growing steeply, driven by young consumers, and it's beginning to substitute voice. Of course, voice is still the last share, however, it is beginning to make a big impact. So we are observing that there is high out-of-bound rates that are efficiently high, especially for data services. And this, we think, is a way to offset the cost of production on voice. So furthermore, the time validity for data bundles, both prepaid and postpaid, seem to be anomaly there. To give an example of this, a consumer may pay a prepaid service of 100 rands, or 99 rands, if you like. Now, at a time where the consumer thinks he's saving this bundle, it often happens that at the end of the display period, whether there was anything left on that bundle, it expires. So this and this expire happens without notification to the service to the consumer. You may be left with, say, 50% of your bundle, 30% of your bundle, 10%, and then by this date, if you're not using it, your bundle will go off, which is a normal notification which would help the consumer. So we're making a point, that even if you buy the bundle, you may get the services affordable, but once you get out of the bundle, what you pay needs to be excessive there. Now, in terms of the problem of making of the department and some of the key issues that will be undertaken, we are looking at the full implementation of the broadband policy, which makes a very strong commitment on a number of issues. And specifically, it's a reinvent four strategies which need to be implemented to drive progress. Another issue, the period, the time and the midterm period that the government works towards. Another activity is this policy directive on price transparency, which we hope to see that being issued in the period around July. Secondly, we are going to make consideration for policy directive on national roaming. Of course, this will follow interaction with the ARPA. We are looking at a possibility for premium content. I think the premium content policy relates to content around the broadcasting services, especially subscription. We have a good continuous discussion around data to work with the CASA to help them support in collecting the right data in the market. The amendments to ECA and CASA setup and FDG assets were have been adopted and we think.
Thank you very much, TG and DTG, for your broad presentation. My heart is in sync, I like the point. We were the entire language, most of the time language we could say that out of value, what is that saying? Out of value, data. So, your time for some of them out of bounds of our senses. So that's my problem. But nevertheless, I think that lecture is starting to help South Africa to understand where the department is heading in terms of making impact on this policy. Honorable Voice Rocher, your hand was asked, followed by Honorable Stein, Bishoma, and Kekane, in that order, Honorable Kiden, Kambi, Honorable Voice Rocher.
Thank you, Professor. Thank you for the presentation. I think I'll also be from time again. I just want to ask the linker on page 17 and 18. On that voice, that cheapest mobile rights is it only for voice calls? If that is only for voice calls, can I get a draft of the data as well with the data as well so we can compare the high cost for the data and for the voice. Secondly, I'd like to ask you, you were saying that many of the consumers, for example, they buy a package, a prepaid package, and then they still have at the end of the month maybe 5% to 10% of that data gone. So I'd like to know what happens to their data if it's not used. Does it go back to the operator? Is it refund? What happens to that loss so that is over that 5 or 10% that the public or the consumer is using it? Thirdly, you said that you will check out the national roaming tariffs. I want to know if that's only national. Many of us, we also learned that when you travel internationally, we are told that it's coming to 10,000, 20,000 really, but we don't know what it's, you know, what has happened. So I'm just want to know international roaming status, that as well, that is a big test. Because we think that people when they roam internationally, many people need to leave their homes at home, or they switch off the roaming setting, or they go to the Wi-Fi hotspot. So I just want to know your plans for the international roaming as well. You explained the national, you explained the international roaming as well. I am asking this because our service provider obviously has agreements wherever we go overseas. So those agreements, do you then look at those agreements and start to look at those agreements, or is it the effect of the region has to pay? It seems like people are
ignorant
on those things.
Thank you,
John. Thank you, Chairperson. Just two questions. The green paper, when is the process of it expected to be finalized? When will the green paper process come to an end? And then the second question, Chairperson, somewhat linked to the question asked by my colleague earlier. This time validity of the abundance, how does it align with the consumer? Are they in fact in line with the consumer as far as it is concerned? The second is expires and people have purchased a data bundle and they're limited to a period between which it must be used. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Stanley, Honorable Stone.
Thank you, Chair.
let me start by welcoming the presentation. And I hope it's reiterated that I will come to the commission with appreciation for the enlightenment. Can I understand the view on the chair to the teaching? I had on the radio, I'm sure you have also in Assur, if you allow me to do so. I had on the radio that some of these new service providers are challenging this decision. In particular, I think it was Vodacom that was interviewed in the same categories. And I couldn't get what's the guidance on that. But also, it's nice for us to say, if they are challenging it and they end up taking support, what are the implications thereof in terms of the crucial decision that you seek to implement and to benefit the poor in particular, which are immigrants. So we have a right to stand on and on again. I guess that we have a sense of comfort, but I don't think that's going to be correct with our government today, but that's why we provide them as the honorable chair that the ruling party also backs up the issue of course to communicate in their own sense. Secondly, Chair, in a simple English, for example, to a child of a child, how does he or she benefit from that? Because I've had the presentation also alluding in terms of the importance of sharing of special sharing which will reduce the cost. But let us also encourage you, if I had the presentation correctly, Chair, that also the small operators will benefit, but the end user at the end of the day, what guarantee that we have that the end user will benefit? Of course, I do also encourage for competition in the market in terms of service providers. The third issue, which is my last question, also the presentation was the issue of the company, one of the roles was to regulate the industry conduct. Now I'm going to go to the issue of capacity. Every company, we have a capacity, or we have a projected capacity whereby fully running in terms of implementation that we'll be able also to deal with that country. Because we can have a regulation which is very progressive, but also in terms of monitoring the implementation thereof, which is if you like technical qualification of that country that is being responded by the business provider for the benefit of the end user. Are we also capacitated in that level? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Bishop. While in a very difficult venue today, that is where everything happens. When the tea is outside and the Chinese peasant comes, then they have themselves on our tea. When we go out, they invite us to join them in the tea and so on. Honorable Pekan?
Thanks. The special Maru, you don't get fed up with me when I ask my humorous questions. I mean, the special chair is not necessarily that it's my humorous, it is everywhere in for me.
You can ask as long as not the father so
yeah. No, so you know when we did the Uga type in the rural areas of the Chaitan guy, because everywhere we went, people spoke about the signals. And if you just go beyond those trees, there's no more signals. Radio, cell phone, everything else has stopped. Because the terrain there in our rural area, South Africa, is mountainous, precisely. Not as easy as for that. And as a result, we're told when we ask the question that the signal that is much better that we cover and be suitable for those conditions is a spectrum signal. You know, it will not be this question. I know the department has employed a spectrum engineer where we were told there's only one in South Africa. And I was ready to meet him and touch him, touch this spectrum engineer. Now, my question is, because it is a positive thing it takes to be accepted by reflection as a divinity. Are we able to say now that you have been asked to come to South Africa? In the past, we approach this is where version is skills as a divinity. Therefore, each is very unique about six technicians to work with. We are enough to expect our technicians, engineers, to cover the whole of South Africa or is used to the problem, if I could just, because you keep making this question and no clear answer seems to be coming forward. Can I say that you can say you South Africa is able to cover if it's my inspector, which is in the both urban and rural area, and as you can say, cost to communicate that is that problem we think is solved now.
Thank you, Honourable Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also want to say thank you for the presentation. Firstly, Jim, slide 8. Can you just stick that back on me? Yes. I happen to have a copy without the last two, the book on quality of the spectrum policy. It's not on my slide 8. So I just wanted to say there is a little bit of a difference about the last two bullet points. And I think it is important that those two are in fact added on our slide. And just by way of a comment, Jim, but then I would like to ask, when we get to slide 10, spectrum allocation for broadband services, I want to know if the department is looking at some other arrangement or a policy directive to CASA with regards to spectrum which is not utilized and also actually not paid for, and whether in cases where it's government department, whether there will be a different approach. Because it doesn't make sense that you can't have on one hand out of pocket as far as certain spectrum is allocated to government departments such as the police. But on the other hand, they don't have any provision in laws to actually how to deal with it. So is the department going to look at that? Secondly, I want to ask with regards to slide 13. The fact that we are still on a very poor ranking compared internationally, why is it, what is the reason? Because on the one hand, it is simply our intervention that in terms of the Communications Act is not adequate, is it too complex for processes? What is it that is really the root cause of this? Because if we look at the Act, it appears that the Act should in fact result in the right outcomes. But if all of those sort of projects are simply too complex, and it is because we have such a greedy private sector, we just want to reap the benefits for too long to rise the crest. Why is that? Because on the same slide, reference made to regulatory fatigue. Now, Chair, you actually also made the comment about the regulatory fatigue that only creeps in at certain stages, because otherwise they are actually relying very heavily on the regulations and the Act. Now, I want to ask the question with regards to national broadband coverage. This bullet there on slide 16 is actually a very telling one, because if we look at the urban-rural divide, that is where it is very serious, because we may have 75% population coverage, but we only have 50% geographic coverage, and I understand that is where the challenge lies. But Chair, we will not agree the rural poverty issue if we don't address that issue. What can the department do to actually accept investments, because from that's our vision to the last year, 17 and 18. Second, as a close, our Honourable Shane said he explained conflict of interest. I have a similar conflict of interest. I am just so fed up of drug calls, and that is in rural areas. I mean, that's in urban areas. Is the adequate investment in infrastructure by the major players, the 85%, the big ones, Vodacom and Engie? My suspicion is, from personal experience, is there is none. There is no further investment or limited investment in infrastructure. Why is that? What is the root cause of that? Is it simply that they're still riding the cracks and they don't want to invest further and they're waiting for this magic spectrum? What is it that is driving that process? Because, Chairperson, what worries me really is the cost. Termination costs. It seems if we look at page 17 and 18, it has had very limited impact on the major players, the 85%, the big ones. Why? What is it that they have done? Because it's clear that in fact there were increases on page 17 in costs to communicate from Vodacom and MTN. And similarly, on slide 18, MTN's prepaid costs have also increased compared to previous years. So how could that be adjusted so that there is adequate competition in the market? Without the competition, we're not going to see a reduction in costs. I just wanted to say that from what we see here, it really seems that we need quality intervention and then with the necessary ammunition in the legislation to ensure that we have adequate competition in the market. Otherwise, we will continue to actually strengthen the market, big player, and we will not see a reduction in cost. Whether it is an ANC mandate issue or not, I think all South Africans want to really see the difference going forward. So I would like to ask the department, how can we put a little bit of steam on the process? Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Honourable Kilian, and that's not much on your contribution. Well, I think the ANC man is very strong. That much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let me join my colleagues and appreciate the presentation of my colleagues. You will remember when we approved the price plan for DOC, also communicated was one of the eight priorities that DOC put it for themselves. And today the HSS is in almost 7 months on the line. I thought the presentation was clearly saying what has been done as far since then. I'm raising this because I can't see anything new in this document. In essence, I'm trying to say I don't see the plan, the timeline, and also the steward in terms of the roles and responsibilities. South African population, if you have checked who is using the internet, most of them are actually using the internet through mobile phone, but I can message live access, which is a preferred route for broadband and large. Our first now is public representative who like this to address and make a difference for people who are earning maybe less than 1.5 a month and the month could be living in the rural villages where most of us are from. The effect is different. These people don't have access to fixed life like I've been saying. in the most part, I managed to get hold of a few bits that I was going to do that were done in 2010, which shows that other bubbles that are related to power that they did to the school, and we could just put that in the school. I first access internet and through using their headphones. They started to provide that over 30% in South Africa who have access to internet. While people only access internet using their mobile phones. If you look at it on slide 17 to 19, it's clear that the higher cost for broadband access is on mobile platforms. And thanks to the figure of that, if this cost can be lowered as soon as possible, there will be immediate benefit for over 10 million mobile internet users. The slide, however, if you go through the research, do not provide a clear indication of how this cost of mobile broadband will be lowered, or provide a clear indication with regard to timeline and for when will it take place outside of the time frame that are given for the various policy determinations and amendments as the plan change. Yes, Chairperson, policy all is very well, but there also needs to be a guide around the practicality implementation and a chance for how these costs will reduce and over what time period those researches are going to be accepted. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Kambi, Honorable Rosa.
Thank you, Chief Justice. I think I should also welcome the presentation from DOT. And I'll get to compare with Honorable Ntambi, which is not as detailed as I would expect. I just don't want to dwell on issues as other people have mentioned, but I would like to avoid saying on page 16, Honorable Killian has spoken about the true last of the national broadband coverage that is allowed to take the geographic coverage. Jefferson, to me also it relates to the first image also about the satellite services. I think that they are highlighting this. But in reality, what they are listening, I'm not talking about the rural centers, I'm talking about myself who stays in the old secondary in Soweto, the house. When I arrive in my house, my home, I know I won't get any call. It's not on air, there are no mountains in white. It is good to stay in the rural, I'm talking about. And there is no improvement, because in Hamari on this, we go to Netflix, we talk about the same thing, they give us, you know, and tell us how, but there's no improvement. I wanted to say to you, it's good that you're really mentioning this thing, but we must monitor whether we are improving or not. It would look like it's a joke, Jefferson. I'm taking phones one after another. I don't get it. I even, you know, I started that now, about 3G that work in housing. Once I get to housing. So I don't think this is unacceptable. I don't want to repeat the other questions that have been asked or the comments that have been said by us. There's one thing I would like to ask the DOC whether they have considered after they went there with the global indication on South Africa, whether they have dealt with the divide between the rules and the other part of the global information and those who are not, whether they have dealt with this, because I think it makes inequalities
to the access of ICT. So I would like to hear from them how are they dealing with this. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm very much, you know, Chairperson, protect by the issue of ICT. I hope the minister is really listening to me and also the chair of the, because it doesn't improve. And some of us, we are even ashamed to say we are part of the communication committee in Parliament.
Thank you very much. Welcome, Deputy Minister. We have your approach. Very wide speech so far. Second password is the parliamentary page. There is no network. You can't really use your data. Yes, make a sense. No network. Now, you wonder exactly who are they providing with service? Because I know, even in Paris, for that matter, there are pockets of areas where there is no service. So, but when you talk to them, they say for the infrastructure, all over 100% coverage, but I think there is a gap between what people they think they have as infrastructure and what the people are receiving as services of the region. We think that the thing of looking into documents, sometimes they don't have. That's why the committee decided to go all out and talk to South Africans, because the report is you come to us or you read from the operators and everyone else, they create a situation that in South Africa has got access to other countries. Whereas it's not true. You just leave the city, the network service is one, and so on. And even in the city, they still can't give everyone a service. Now the question is, who's servicing whom? From other issues. But we understand these things that the regulator is also on its capacity to monitor and so on, especially the quality of service. In 23rd member, if you remember, when to push foundation. One old lady, not an old lady, but there was a person where maybe a joint consumer program with the regulator. There is a person who stood up in push foundation and ask about the thing of that I bought something belong to me, it's mine, but all of a sudden it's gone. You know, you have those issues, simple and so on, but I'm glad for the presentation that we talked to some of those issues. In terms of the data, the durability, the process, and the periods, the level of data, because I think South Africa is a different country for a lot of poor people. When they buy the data value for them, they are also considering on service so that they can use it for the long run. But in the process, we understand the technicalities from the offer that they expand. Now the difficult thing they wanted to do now is stop them again to that and so on. So we think that the operator sometimes fishing. They must also not import European things that they are. They must understand the South African context. In particular, the living condition of South Africa, so that they adjust some of the services around the social needs of the country, not necessarily on how it's done, because I think that they actually, that they just do it because it's done all over, because they don't do the social aspect of South Africa and adjust some of their services according to that. Thank you very much, members. We are done with the questions. And the department has indicated to me that they are not going to respond. They are going to do your questions and everything. And then we can go to the next presentation of the cover. But we will get a response from the department after the treatment. Let's pray for 10 minutes or 15 minutes. We'll get the response to the schedule.